Welcome back to Public Address Radio here on Radio Live. This week is Youth Week, and as part of that, Friday was Hoodie Day, a day where people of all ages were encouraged to don the notorious hooded sweatshirt in an attempt to destigmatise the garb and clear the mist from some issues surrounding our nation's rangatahi. The organiser of Youth Week and Hoodie Day is Sarah Helm, who joins me on the line now. Sarah, tell me about the inspiration behind Hoodie Day.
Look, Hoodie Day is part of Youth Week, and we actually get together a group of young people to help decide what happens around Youth Week, and it was a group of young people that came up with it. We were trying to think of something free and easy that we thought most people could participate in, and so lots of people we thought had hoodies, and it's something that sort of young people wear, and so we decided to go with that. Never even imagined that it might bring any controversy because we thought they're so mainstream. But the idea was really to point out that young people are quite often stereotyped, and hoodies are also stereotyped as being negative, and yeah, so we thought that that might help to illustrate that point.
I mean, how could you say, you know, that they are mainstream? Because, I mean, you know that in the past they have caused issues. There have been, you know, there were the calls to ban them from the mall last year. You must have known there would be some controversy, did you?
That was the first time we got of it. It actually was early this year, the calls to ban hoodies in the mall, and it was actually a media story as opposed to a real story. So a journalist chased up Coastlands Mall, and Coastlands Mall actually have come out in support of Hoodie Day, so they actually feel like they were misrepresented somewhat because they support young people and they sell hoodies normally anyway there, and so they've gotten behind Hoodie Day and are helping to sell hoodies for the local youth groups in the Kapiti Coast.
What is it that you're actually trying to destigmatise? Are you trying to destigmatise the hoodie, or are you trying to destigmatise youth here?
Youth, absolutely, it's about youth. Yeah, I mean, young people are, we have as a society a bit of a tenuous relationship with young people, you know, there's always a sort of tension, and young people are quite often blamed for a lot of the negative stuff that happens. And so we're asking people to think about that really carefully and think about what we place on young people, because it's quite a heavy burden to bear, and it's not just this generation, it happens every generation, you know, and the clothes are just part of that moral panic really, and in terms of hoodies, the moral panic's been a little bit about youth crime. And, I mean, it's overstated. Young people are basically, youth crime is on a decline. Violence in youth crime is also on a decline. So we sort of have this really intense sort of discussion about young people's crime, but we don't talk about the whole problem. We like to focus on young people. So it's a difficult conversation for society to have, but I'm really pleased that we're having it.
Do you think it's because this story, young people are committing less crime, they're not as dangerous as you might think, is never going to sell newspapers?
It's not much of a headline, is it? No. So, I mean, the other irony is that meanwhile we're having this sort of really intense media coverage and political attention on youth crime, adult crime, particularly in the 55 age group, 55 and plus, is on the rise, and is a little bit concerning. And it's not just crime either. There's drinking problems and stuff as well in that age group. That also is not hot headlines. So, yeah. So, I mean, we it's not all about youth crime, though. Basically, we want to encourage adults to think about their relationships with young people and to try and foster more positive relationships by looking past the immediate image that you see about young people, which is that they're negative or tricky or difficult or criminal or all those negative associations.
I mean, it seems to me, I don't know your thoughts on it, you know, the amount of attention at the moment that's been given to the whole tagging issue. I mean, someone gets killed for tagging all over the news. You do see people going, let's string them up, hangs, good, not good. You know, as one person pointed out,
I'm freaked out by it, yeah.
As one person pointed out, it's a bit of paint. I mean, it's not good, no one wants it on their fence, but
absolutely,
compared to what else is going on.
Look, yeah, I mean, I can understand it's really frustrating, and I've lived in communities where there has been a real prevalence of tagging, but I've not actually seen a real rise of it, and so I'm really confused as to why there's so much attention on it. And, you know, I'm not aware of any studies that have illustrated that we've seen a big, huge rise in tagging, so why the increased sort of panic around it? And that's, to me, what says that there's a moral panic and that it's not real, as opposed to a real issue that we should actually be doing something about. Like, I think we should try and prevent graffiti. I'm not, you know, in favour of graffiti or anything, but let's just put it in perspective a wee bit.
Well, according to all the news stories, it is out of control. It's growing. You've never seen so much tagging in your life.
Where's the evidence? evidence for that, though, hey? Yeah, I mean, I really think it's simply that there were a couple of high-profile cases, and in one case, a young person was actually killed, which is quite extreme. And it's sort of like the focus of that story became about that young person as the tagger was the primary criminal. And to be fair, he was misbehaving, absolutely, but he was the victim of a really heinous murder. And so I think that sort of focus on the tagging thing is sort of missing one of the main points.
Do you think the media is feeding this prejudice, or is it, I mean, do people already have this prejudice towards young people, youth crime? Because, I mean, you do see the stories, you know,
yeah.
youth murders out of control. Look at Bailey Junior Kuririki. Well, that was how many years ago now, you know?
Look, it's really hard to say. And I was in a forum yesterday. We had some really fantastic speakers at a UNICEF forum for Youth Week talking about what the age of criminal responsibility should be. You know, this whole Ron Mark bill to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 12 that fortunately got defeated this week. But the discussion was about, is it society that causes this, or is it media, or is it politicians? And I think it's a huge contribution of a whole lot of things. We do have, as a society, a difficult relationship with children and young people. And on the one hand, there's people who think we need to control and contain young people. And then on the other hand, there's people that think we should support them. And I actually think that's the core debate, and that's what the reaction about the hoodies is. It's got nothing to do with hoodies.
Were you surprised by Ron Mark's comments this week about hoodies?
I was surprised as to where they came from, because I didn't think New Zealand First had particularly had a position on it. And I actually think Ron Mark has young people in his heart. I actually think he does care about young people. He has a particular experience that he thinks everyone else should follow. And
that would be joining the army.
Well, I mean, I don't want to stereotype him, because I'm sure it's much more complicated than that for him. But he thinks that the hoodie thing's negative. I appreciate his comments, but I disagree with him entirely. And I think getting older people, I mean, we're trying to encourage older people to wear hoodies on Hoodie Day. I think that is going to help to dispel a whole lot of myths and build some bridges, actually.
Do you accept, though, that some people are intimidated by hoodies? I mean, I saw even Sandra Gowdy talking on TV on Wednesday night, saying, I find that intimidating. These people do scare me.
It's a funny thing. I don't think that people really have thought through those statements. So a lot of people wear hoodies, yeah? Sports people, famous people, fashion designers, ordinary middle class, middle-aged, you know?
So do you think it's shorthand,
perhaps? I think it's a specific group of people that they're concerned about, and they're concerned about young Polynesian people who they think are going to commit crime, because that's the images they keep seeing on the news. And I think that's the discussion that people are having, but they're not saying that. And that's actually part of the stereotype we want to break. I it really bothers us that young Polynesian people get stereotyped as being criminal and negative, when actually a lot of Polynesian young people are contributing amazing things in society. And we only have to look as far as some of our artistic talent in this country to know that. So, including some of them being hoodie wearers. So,
do you
appreciate that people might be frightened, yes, but that's what we need to deal with.
Do you accept, perhaps, that in some cases, I mean, that for the ne'er-do-wells who are hanging around causing problems, you know, loitering, smoking, swearing, spitting, committing minor crimes, that the hoodie is perhaps their uniform of choice?
No, I'm not sure about that. And young people aren't actually doing so many of those things as you think. Like, young people are more obvious. You know, they stand out a lot more because they hang out in groups, they're on the streets, they don't have the sorts of luxuries that older people have of places to go and be. So they're more obvious. And so the images are built up around them. But actually, young people are faring really well in society, which is part of our point. You know, young people are more at school than ever before. They're participating and doing better at school than ever before. Youth crime's on a decline. Young people are smoking less, there's a lot less drink driving amongst younger generations, so they're actually doing a lot better than we give them credit for, and that's the space that we need to remind people about during Youth Week, and to remind people that it's actually not all doom and gloom. It's actually young people are actually doing really well, so let's celebrate that.
That was Sarah Helm from New Zealand Aotearoa Adolescent Health and Development. Coming up after the break, I head to Pakistan to check out some cows, and David talks to children's writer Jill Marshall, who's sponsoring a residency at the Michael King Writers' Centre.